S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, Dr. Nirvan Mahanty. G'day, Doc.
Good day, Captain.
Mate, it's a turbulent time in the financial world. People are unfortunately losing their jobs, and that's a horrible blow to come from something completely unexpected like coronavirus. We can't help those people in hindsight. Hopefully, they took a little bit of notice of some of our earlier money hacks. But this time, we want to try and think about those people for whom a job is still an option, and thankfully, they're still employed, but are worried about maybe making sure their finances are protected from what may come down the pike. We hope it doesn't, but if it does, they want to make sure they're in front, not behind the eight ball. So let's go through three ways they can prepare for the financially unexpected. The first one is a pretty simple one. It's pretty straightforward, but many people don't do it. And that is simply choosing to spend within your means. If you make sure you're not spending more than you earn, again, it sounds obvious, right? But so many of us use credit cards and Afterpays and revolving lines of credit as if they'll always be there. Start by reducing what you're spending. Think very carefully about what you're spending. Use a budget if that works for you. Just try and cut down on some of those unexpected or unnecessary, I should say, expenses so you've got some left over at the end of the day to put towards number two, mate.
Right. So once you've got some money saved, as you discussed, one of the things that you want to try to do is get to about 3 to 6 months, ideally 6 months at least, of expenses saved, whereby expenses we really mean essential expenses, right? So that essential expenses are things like food, some clothing, essential bills, things that don't go away even if our job goes away, right? And, you know, maybe even healthcare needs and things like that. So have some of that saved, you know, try to get to three, but if possible, get to six.
And as reasonably as quickly as possible, right? The more you've got in the back pocket, the more you can simply exist on if we need to.
Exactly. And you feel more comfortable and you feel more reassured. Your mental health is actually protected that way.
Yeah, and that's super important, right? We talk about finance as if it's just purely a dollars and cents thing. It's really not. Yeah. It's a whole life problem.
Exactly.
Mate, the third one is getting the most from those savings. So once you've done what Doc says, and we always do what Doc says, you've got yourself 3 months, eventually 6 months of savings, maybe even 12 months over a couple of years if you can get there. Once you've got that saved up, you want to make sure that money's working for you as hard as reasonably possible. Now, normally we'd say if you've got extra cash, put it in the share market. And we think that's true, but only once you've got that rainy day fund set aside. So this is not money for the stock market. We're shares guys, but it's not money for the stock market. This is money for the bank, but you want to be able to get the highest possible return you can get on that money. For most people, that's going to be something like an ING high interest savings account or whatever high interest savings account your bank is offering. If you leave it at call on a standard transaction account, you'll get effectively zero from your bank, if not, well, exactly zero. You'll get, hopefully, maybe a couple of percentage points, which is not fantastic, but better than nothing. If you're a little bit thoughtful, a little bit careful about where you put that cash, at least it can be growing for you while it's there, just being that safety cushion should you need it.
Yeah, I was just going to quickly add that, you know, actually, if you have a mortgage and an offset account, maybe that's where you can park it, as long as you know how to quarantine it.
Man, and that's really
important. Really important. Quarantine it in some form.
Make sure you don't spend that offset account. Plenty of people do. It's a danger. But that's exactly right, Doc. Not only are you getting a much better return, probably double the return you get in savings.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I mentioned it, but you have to be able to quarantine it.
That's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. We'll see you next week. Fool on.
Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.